Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
America is back. Anyone who tells you otherwise, anyone who tells you that America is in decline or that our influence has waned, doesn't know what they're talking about.
Now, there's President Obama spending some time last night in the State of the Union address on foreign policy in an arena where he's had success. Joining us now, Chief Washington Correspondent for our partner, the New York Times, and contributor to WQXR's Washington Report, David Sanger. David, good morning.
Good morning.
David, we'll get into the rest of national security in the speech with you, but we played that clip of President Obama filing into the House chamber last night, walking past Leon Panetta and saying, good job, Leon, good job. We find out, of course, this morning, as we just heard, that the good job was U.S. helicopters infiltrating into Somalia on this daring rescue. How do you see this? Another feather in the cap of the president on the order of the Osama bin Laden raid, another special forces victory?
It is, but obviously not on the level of complexity as the bin Laden raid or the level of risk. But I think what is interesting is that over the past 10 years, when you think about the night raids that the special forces have practiced doing, you know, 10, 15 times a night between Afghanistan and Iraq, an operation like this, which would have really stretched the force 20 years ago, is now seen as routine. And, I mean, nothing routine about rescuing somebody, but the idea of going into the land when, and of course in Somalia they had not done that before, landing, doing a surprise attack. You know, the hard part here was getting into a firefight without actually getting the hostages killed.
Sure.
The idea, of course, is to, it's the same that lies in the drone program, which is to make the pirates, al-Qaeda, anybody operating in the lawless territory of Somalia feel like there is no safe territory, that even if you're on land, you are not necessarily safe from these commandos. And I think that's sort of the bigger message he's trying to send.
Still, as I heard that story this morning, David Sanger, I got the sense that the president is no novice student of optics. He knew the cameras were on him as he was filing down the aisle. He knew the country was watching, and he knew the next day story would be about this, and he knew it made a good sense to talk to Leon Panetta on camera.
Absolutely. Look, everything about the State of the Union address is theater. Remember that it's only in the past few decades that the State of the Union was televised and wasn't in the beginning of the Union, it was never actually given in front of Congress at all. You know, Jefferson would mail a letter. So this is all about the politics and theatrics, particularly for a State of the Union that is delivered at the beginning of an election year.
David Sanger, I want to turn to Iran now as we stick with national security. The president bookended his speech at the beginning and the end with war, troops, and national security. He talked about Iran in a way that was, you know, some tough talk that people think he has been a little bit short on. Let me play you the president.
Let there be no doubt. America is determined to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and I will take no options off the table to achieve that goal.
Now, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen in Iran, David Sanger, but that struck me as a president sort of covering his bases in a Republican primary where people say he's been weak on Iran.
Yes, they have said that. And to tell you the truth, it is something I've been having a hard time sort of figuring out, because if you compare the Iran policy that President Obama has pursued versus the one that President Bush pursued, and of course, Iran's big drive for nuclear weapons only began at the early end of the Bush administration. You could argue at the end of the Clinton administration. I think there's very little question that President Obama has pushed through much tougher sanctions. Look at the sanctions on oil that are going into place now. And the covert program, think of Stuxnet, the computer virus, was a much more aggressive use of cyber weapons than I think we've seen happen before. Now, you can argue that the roots of this were in the Bush administration, but I think it's going to be a difficult case for the Republicans to make that President Obama has done less than his predecessor, and I think the president will be able to make a convincing case he's done considerably more. The big question is there a military attack? Would that be wise? Is that the best way to set back the program? And if it does happen, is it going to be done by the United States or is it going to be done by Israel? And my money is much more that Israel would do it in 2012 than Barack Obama would.
And the president using that old presidential commander-in-chief device of taking no options off the table. David Sanger, in our last minute here, what did you make of the book ending of the speech? Democrats are, in American political lore, supposed to be weaker than Republicans on national security. The president opened with it, he closed with it, and had the economy sort of sandwiched in the middle. He's trying to make a point there.
He didn't talk about foreign policy very much in substance, but at the end, he did come back to the bin Laden raid. And basically what he said is, if the U.S. Congress had the kind of discipline and unity of the SEAL team and people were watching each other's back, we'd operate a lot better. And that was not a line that I think anybody, Democrat or Republican, could argue against. And that was the point.
Well, the president has a keen sense of optics. He has a keen sense of that theater that you're talking about, David Sanger, and also a keen sense, he thinks, of what he needs to do for 2012. He starts on that five-state swing starting today over 3 days to the swing states. That's David Sanger, chief Washington correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, and contributor to WQXR's The Washington Report. David, thank you.
Thank you.